Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takehiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Wednesday, July 6, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Great to have you. And it's been a while since our last podcast. And perhaps, as a way to start things off, let me kind of set the stage for what we've missed. So the 10-year JGB yield has stayed right around and hovered just under the 25 basis point upper band of the BOJ's yield curve control policy, just as you had projected. Foreigners and Japanese investors alike have all sold JPY bonds as market speculation picked up that the BOJ could possibly abandon current policy. That obviously ended up not happening, or at least it hasn't happened yet. So after a very eventful June, what's your outlook across JPY assets in the month of July?
Okay, thank you. Pressure on the BOJ could shift in July, depending on the outcome of the upper house elections on July 10th. The BOJ branch managers meeting and a Sakura report on regional economies on July 11th will be a good chance to shed some light on the details of the June Tankan survey. Upward pressure on the yen rates could pick up out of the BOJ's July 20th to 21st meeting, but Governor Clota is unlikely to alter his policy stance. We see a neutral bias for yen rates and a widened bias for yen basis in July.
Well, I mean, you've been right so far. The BOJ has not altered its policy stance. So again, continues to be a little bit of a bold call, but we'll anticipate no change from the BOJ later this month. Switching topics slightly, I know you've been doing some traveling. Things are starting to open up a little bit, post COVID, both here in the U.S. and in Japan. So I'm really curious what some of the takeaways from your domestic roadshows, particularly with Japanese companies. And I thought this could also be a good time to go through what the June Tankan survey is telling us about Japanese corporate behavior.
Okay. Yeah, today I stayed in Matsumoto City, Nagano Prefecture, in the center of Japan. And I covered so many clients recently. And going forward, Japanese companies will likely change their global business portfolios after fiscal year 21 earnings announcements are over. And as they thoroughly reconsider their fiscal year 22 financial and investing strategies. Based on the current dollar-yen level, Japanese companies will have to alter their management strategies. Japan's corporate sector will likely carry out investments to meet current external factors after the July upper house elections. Yen basis has widened, putting more pressure on the Japanese companies by raising global business funding costs. Japanese companies will have to reconsider their global asset funding in line with their global business portfolios. However, yen rates are relatively low, and while the yen basis has widened, investments are still reasonable vis-a-vis the widening in U.S. credit spreads. The June Tankan survey released by the BOJ on July 1st showed that the Japanese companies' business sentiment has worsened for a second straight quarter. And Japanese companies of all sizes and in all sectors have started to increase their CAPEX plan for fiscal year 22 by 16.8% year over year for overseas and 17.8% year over year for in Japan. This shows a clear return to investing in Japan. Japanese companies should be watching global conversion of yen funds and domestic investing. If the U.S. credit market is unstable, then the best approach for both Japanese companies and foreign samurai bond issuers would be to use yen basis for dollar asset funding.
So hence your wider bias to dollar yen basis. Moving on, could you take us through some of the nuts and bolts of JPY fund supply and demand from the BOJ June monetary base data, as well as the MOF's upcoming July JGB issuance plans.
In June, the BOJ's purchases of 16 trillion yen of JGBs had a big impact on the long end of the JGB yield curve, but repayments of 11 trillion yen for COVID countermeasure operations and 3 trillion yen in lending of JGBs offset the 3.2 trillion yen boost from the loan support fund. In July, the BOJ planned to carry out its climate change countermeasure operations. On June 27th, 20 new climate change countermeasure operation participants were announced. Market participants will be watching how much the BOJ extends for the climate change operations over the near term. The rainy season in Tokyo ended much earlier than usual this year. And maybe the calls to cut power consumption. We'll be watching to see the extent of interest in green loans and bonds, sustainability-linked financing and bonds, and transition financing, which will be eligible for climate change countermeasure operations. We have heard that a number of financial participants are watching if the BOJ funding will first extend terms from 1 year to several years, and second, add more interest rate incentives from 0% to 0.1% or 0.2%. In our view, the key point to watch in July through September will be the BOJ's current deposit incentive interest rates and its climate change countermeasure operations and lending support fund. But if not only the foreigners, but also the Japanese investors participate in the BOJ's daily fixed rate JGB buying operations, the BOJ will be able to maintain the increase in monetary base. And we think it will not be necessary to make any changes to incentive interest rates. We think if the BOJ is able to supply the yen funds to the market without relying too much on daily fixed rate JGB buying operations, then the BOJ is more likely to change its deposit rate incentives rather than the 10 years JGB yield target.
Interesting. So you know, kind of call for no change in policy, but these are sort of some of the things that they could do, you know, depending on how it plays out. Let's you know, kind of tie things up and in a nice little bow as we wrap up the podcast with your outlook across markets, you know, both yen rate, spot dollar yen, and yen basis.
While the dollar yen did hit a post September 1998 high of 137. The yen weakening has started to show signs of slowing on growing speculation that rising interest rates will touch off a recession in the US. Over the near term, US economic indicators may point to a correction in the dollar rally, but comments by the Fed leadership have tended to reflect a policy stance in support of a strong dollar. We see dollar yen maintaining its neutral bias and trading in a 3 yen range between 135 to 138. The yen swap rate curve is steepened. Global inflation and the interest rate rise stresses have spread directly to yen swap rates, even with the Bank of Japan controlling the JGB yield curve. Over the near term, the Ministry of Finance will hold an auction of 30-year JGBs on July 7th. The BOJ is also increasingly likely to hold a temporary JGB buying operation at the 30-year JGB auction nears because of a strong upward pressure on super long yield of late. Also, there could be more talk of the BOJ tweaking the policy after the upper house elections on July 10th near. We now see a neutral bias for yen rates rather than a downward bias. Yen basis curve is widening, especially in a six-month zone that goes post the year end. Ministry of Finance weekly data shows that Japanese investors unloaded a net 1.5 trillion yen of foreign securities in the week of June 19th to 25th. More specifically, they sold a net 1.6 trillion yen of medium to long-term foreign bonds and a net 40 billion yen of short-term foreign bonds, while continuing to buy net buy the foreign stocks and investment fund holdings by 55 billion yen. Japanese investors have been selling medium to long-term foreign bonds for five straight weeks in reaction to selling off G10 bonds. Going forward, we expect the Japanese investors to be reluctant to purchase G10 bonds, including JGBs. And also, between June 19th to 25th, foreigners unloaded a net 1.3 trillion yen of Japanese securities, including a net 1.6 trillion yen of short-term yen bonds, and a net 429 billion yen of Japan stocks and investment fund holdings, while buying a net 660 billion yen of medium to long-term yen bonds. Foreigners net bought JGBs after the JGB redemptions on June 20th. There was some buying back of JGBs, especially 10-year durations. Over the near term, Japanese investors may buy back falling bonds, but given the uncertainty, we leave our view of yen basis bias at neutral for this week, but widening bias for July.
Got it. So neutral on dollar yen, which I find kind of interesting because, you know, there's been there's pretty high correlation with the pop in dollar yen and the sell-off in you know, the U.S. Treasury market, and dollar yen's kind of remained sticky here, you know, whereas Treasuries have rallied back quite a bit. So that's been kind of an interesting dynamic. Neutral on the JGB market as you know, yield curve control remains very robust, and then neutral on JPY bias in the near term, but you do expect, as you said, continuing widening in the month of July. Do I have that about right?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having me, John. Thank you.
Yeah, always good having you on the podcast, Akito-san. And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.